Blog Talk Radio.
Bro, what you know about that? Real talk, we can sit and have a dialogue. If you're scared of the stakes, better go ahead and shake. Get it straight, shout Moke, finna fight them all. And I ain't scared of your whole crew. Peep game, I'ma tell you what we gon' do. We headed straight for the block with a sling and a rock. Let's rock, better stop and you gon' lose. It's Christ on me every day. Say tricked you and slipped you to fade away. Now we house you with shame, said God don't love you and convince you to stay away. It's false and it's not true. You messed up and it sucks, but that's not true. See, half y'all couldn't walk, get in my shoes. I know it's hard for you to stand up, but you got to. You got babies and they watch it. Gotta get involved, don't try to play me like a momish. See me at the mall, we on a crate. We got it honest, kicking knowledge of the Christ in his return, bro, I promise. Sammy on his way out of state, up in college. And I pray he doing great and everything he would accomplish. But if his name ain't written in the book, he got a promise. So I stop him, let him know that everything can be abolished. Amen.
Little homie, is my mic up? Homie, is my mic up? Tell me, can you hear me now? If I say it like this, though. Say it like this, though. Tell me, would it hear me now? All the silence is quiet, like all I see is violence. All I see is violence. Will you hear me now? If you fly in the sky and the plane starts dying, the plane starts dead, you there, hear me now.
So many hostile to the Christ and his plan for redemption. And since they tell me they don't like that, they go to war with the king, no sword, bing, bing. They'll see when the empire strike back. It's no joke when the script said, your 4-4 with a big cat. Send me out of scope, got a fiction. I still be on the boat, I ain't fishing. Listen, death don't mean nothing to a Christian. Death, I die every day, bruh. Turn my mic up, we live every day, bruh. No mere man decides when he takes us. Wait, put in work to fly to my maker. And that's the trick of a true saint. Christ is king, don't care about what you say. Most disregard truth for the true sake. Till the sky cracks, they retract, but it's too late.
There was a time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves, may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
Looking at my life, I can see I have no regrets. Yeah, I know I'm blessed, towards the mark I pressed. Even when I had this world sitting on my chest, y'all can have that stress, and you can keep your guilt. Yeah, yeah, I did my mess, but that was why the blood was spilled. Lord, I'm saying yes to your way and will. My past has laid to rest. Future's looking trill. Yeah, it's looking fresh. My God is so real. I see me less and less since Jesus took the will. This is a process. Character getting built. You see my progress. I deaded a lot of filth. That corroded flesh was smelling like rotted milk. I'm taking big steps. Still got a lot of flesh to kill. You know the deal. It's deadly suicide. That's how we keep it real. We keep it tight. We fighting day and night. That's how we can survive. We know we died and he is by our side. Know that he forgives and that he lives, and therefore there is no condemnation. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause it made me strong, strong, strong. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause it made me strong, even if I failed the test. Looking at my life, I can see I have no regrets. I'm on the left hand side of the Father at his death. Don't you know I am the robber, committed theft and all sorts of other crimes, but he paid my debt. And that is why I can say I have no regrets. To regret the past is like a self-reject. We can't change the past, so yo, what does that prove? You can only keep your head up and stay on the move. Stay on your knees. My people kissing crack pipes to forget their sins. Others hang from chandeliers to cut the oxygen. Out with the pain and guilt to let the toxins in. We pass the judgment but don't know what kind of box they in. We gotta love and make sure we never lack heart. Without the Lord I could have been the one with track marks. I thank him daily for forgiveness and a fresh start. And for the strength to press on towards the mark.
Towards the mark I press, away from pain and stress. My past was laid to rest, I failed the many tests. Nailed and couldn't rest, even through it was blessed. See Christ pursued me a wretch, qualified as the best. He took me through the steps, and grace and mercy kept. Repentance daily, yes, he never failed me, no. Some days I let him go, and still he loves me so. The savior of my soul, any regrets can go. See my life is in Christ, so when I think about my past, all of the struggles and the pain and the things that I went through, I realized, man, that, you know, God's grace and mercy got me through those situations. See, God kept me through every single trial, every single test. It was just his love for me to get me to a turning point to where I returned to Christ and give him my life.
See, it's a fight to grow. Some nights was living low, so trifling didn't know just which way to go. I heard he wrote a path, in ignorance I laughed. Pretty soon I crashed, failed at the pursuit of cash. I couldn't do the math, and if you add the days and all the nights I prayed, man, you would be amazed. You see, it equals grace, and I'd have seen a change. The old man's erased, the new man's in pace, and Christ leads the way. Any mistakes that I make, I'm coming through it by faith. My character is shaped through every single trial. See, I patiently wait, cause I know that he's great, and he makes no mistakes. And see, his grace just has been too good for me to let these wolves creep, come and ruin the sheep, or pull the wool over their eyes. I'm determined in this life, I'ma live it all for Christ, man, war through the pain, and to die is to gain. Christ didn't rescue me, man, should have been resting in flames, so I ain't playing no games. Now you can call me insane, you can say I can't, man, try to cancel my dreams, but through Christ, see, I can do all things, including visions and dreams. No regrets to sing, devil got no debts to bring, and even the doubt he slings, cast out in the name of the King. And everything that I do, you see, I do in his name. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause see, it made me strong, yeah, it made me strong. Like David in the Psalms, I'ma carry on. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause yeah, it made me strong, yeah, it made me strong. Strong,
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking and how are you? We in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, we appreciate you being here. Today, yeah, we on that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop Bible study, little buddy, teaching Tuesdays. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're the one that brought us this far. You are the one that brought us this far throughout this year. Thank you. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for giving us your word, helping us to believe your word, and thank you for not breaking your word, but standing by your word and proving your word. Continue to have your way in our lives. Continue to get the glory from our lives. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. Let us obey you, Father. Don't let us just be hearers, Father. Let us hear you, hear what you're saying, and make us doers. And let us do what you're saying. Let us have faith in you, and let us work out faith. Thank you for your scriptures, Father. Thank you for the teaching of your scriptures. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. And just continue to have your way. Continue to exalt Jesus through us. Lead us and guide us into all of your truth. Let us continue to stand for you. Let us worship you in spirit and in the truth. Let us praise you. Let us obey you. Let us trust you. Let us love you more and more. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Mm-hmm. We on this hip hop Bible study. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. So, we take the word of God and we fuse it with our faith in him. We take the word of God, we fuse it with our faith in him, or we let him fuse it. Put our faith in him, though. Yeah. Put our faith in him. Fuse our faith. I like that. So we fuse our faith with God, right? We take the word of God and fuse his word with our faith in him. As he makes us doers of his word. Yeah, makes doers of his word out of us. So yeah, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. We ready for the Bible study. So the first part we're going to jump into will be 1 Samuel chapter 6. So you can go ahead and turn there, and I'll meet you there very, very shortly. 1 Samuel chapter 6, we're going to kick it off right there. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1. Next will be Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah chapter 34. All right, Isaiah chapter 34. Part 3 will be 1 Timothy chapter 6. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6 for part 3. All right. For books, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant if you want books. Google Joshua Oasis Grant. Enjoy your books. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate your purchase. Everything like that. So we ready for 1 Samuel chapter number 6. Let's get there. Let me open up my Bible. 1 Samuel. Chapter 6, starting at verse number 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like I said, Samuel, he's a prophet, and he was... Let me see. We could do a little bit background right quick. His mother gave the baby back to God. If you bless me with a baby, I'll give him to you. You be used for your service, and that's what happened, and that's Samuel was brought up in the house of the priest. You know? And because she did that, God blessed her real good, and now, you know, we're about to see what's going on in 1 Samuel these days. We realized last Bible study they had well, the one before that, the chapter before that, they had stolen the ark of the covenant of God. They stole the ark. And the enemies of God, enemies of God's people stole the ark. And then they happened to put it in the in the place of their God. Dagon was their God, the one that they made a statue. And then, you know, the Ark of God, you know, because ain't nothing but one God. So the Ark of God, it knocked their God down, and then the next day that they had to set it back up, they put it back up. The next day, the Ark of God knocked, or the power of God, I'm going to put it like that, the power of God knocked their little statue down again and broke his head and the hand, I believe it's head. Only the torso was left. So, yeah, God ain't nothing to play with, man. You can't mimic him and be equal to him no matter what you thought, what you think. Because they made their God. See, our God made us. Matter of fact, our God made everybody and everything. They made the God, and the God, the true and only God, he knocked their little God that they made down. And he broke them off some next thing. After they set it up. So we're going to pick up right there in 1 Samuel chapter 6 and see what's going on now. But let me read this inspirational card right quick. It says, an answer to prayer. An answer to prayer. It says, this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. So if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. Because we're going to ask according to his will. You know, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request. We have the request, which we have asked from him. Because we're asking according to his will. It's time for us. Time for us to get lined up with his will and start doing his will, make his will our will. Yeah. Start doing things God's way. All right, let's go. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 says, now the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, what shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it to his place. Now they want to send it back to where they stole it from. Mm-hmm. Verse 3 says, so they said, if you send it away, the ark of God, the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return it to him with a trespass offering. Then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand is not removed from you.
Mm-hmm. Tell you.
Don't make enemies with God. Don't take his love for granted. Mm-mm. Don't take his presence for granted. Don't take his spirit for granted. Stop taking his, you know, believers for granted, too. Because we ain't going to be here in a minute. All right. Verse 4 says, 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 4 says, then they said, what is the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden tumors, and 5 golden rats, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For the same plague was on all of you and on your lord. Therefore you shall make images of your tumors and images of your rats, because he hit them with tumors, right? Images of your rats that ravaged the land. So the rats came and tore the land up. I knew I wasn't tripping when I said rats. See, that's why you have to keep reading. So verse 5 says, therefore you shall make images of your tumors and images of your rats that ravaged the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you from your gods and from your land. Verse 6, 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 6 says, why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he did mighty things among them? So you know what I'm saying? We got examples. The Bible is all about examples of what happened if you obey God and what happened if you disobey God. Yeah, for all of us. Yeah, if we take the Bible personal and get in our own personal relationship with God, get to know him for ourselves, we'll see. So verse 6 says, why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he did mighty things among them? Did they not let the people go that they might depart? Now, therefore, make a new cart. Take two milk cows, which have never been yoked, and hitch the cows to the cart, and take their calves home away from them. Then take the ark of the Lord and set it on the cart, and put the articles of gold, which you are returning to him as a trespass offering, in a chest by his side. Then send it away and let it go. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 9 says, And watch, if it goes up the road to its own territory, to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not God, it is not his hand that struck us. It happened to us by chance. Verse 10 says, then the men did so. They took two milk cows and hitched them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. Verse 11, 1 Samuel chapter number 6, verse number 11 says, and they set the ark of the Lord on the cart and the chest with the gold rats and the images of their tumors. Remember, that's a trespass offering made out of gold. All right, the tumors and the rats. Verse 12 says, then the cows headed straight for the road to Beth Shemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh. Now, the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest. So they're gathering in the wheat harvest. And that's what we're doing. We're gathering in some wheat too from God right now. October has been all right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. Then the cart came into the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. All right, now, come on into this field. And so the ark came back. They started rejoicing because it was coming back. And remember, that was ordained by God to be, you know, represent his presence among his people right there. All right? The way we mess up is we start leaving God out and try to copy what God already did and leave him out of it. We try to make things. You see what I'm saying? We try to make this a representation of God. We try to make that a representation of God. No, if it's ordained by God, that's the difference, and that's what we want it to be. We want our lives to be ordained by God. We want to make sure we're taking the steps that has been ordained by God while we're living our lives these days. Make sure it's ordained by God, not what you thought or what you think you should be doing, but we got to be doing what God wants us to do. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? Let's read verse 13 again. Appreciate everybody tuning in. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 says, now the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. Because remember, they said if the ark goes up, let's say if it goes up the road to its own territory in verse 9, to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil. Then God did this to us. Yep, his anger equals to the evil, right? It's something, man. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14 says, "Then the cart came into the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh, and stood there. A large stone was there. So they split the wood of the cart and offered the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord. Ate the cows that brought the ark back." All right, yeah. The Levites took down the ark of the Lord. Yeah, some of us, yeah, we need to say that for real. Lord, deliver me from evil, and Lord, deliver me from me. Deliver me from trying to save myself. Deliver me from evil as well. I wrote that in my Bible, so I just thought I'd share that. We in this Bible study, right? Okay. Taking our time. 1 Samuel chapter 6. Verse 15 says, "The Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the chest that was with it, in which were the articles of gold, and put them on the large stone. Then the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and made sacrifices the same day to the Lord." So they acknowledged. They acknowledged God. Okay? "In all your ways, acknowledge him," is what he told every last one of us. In all of our ways now. Verse 16, 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 says, "So when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day." Verse 17 says, "These are the golden tumors which the Philistines returned as a trespassing, as a trespass offering to the Lord. One of Ashdod, one of Gaza, one of Ashkelon, one of Gath, and one of Ekron." All right, how many that was? 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I believe. All right, 5. And then verse 18 says, "And the golden rats, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, both fortified cities," and see, they just taught us how to add anyway. I'm adding it up, but if you keep reading it, I already added it up for you. "Belonging to the five lords." All right? "Both fortified cities and country villages, even as far as the large stone of Abel, on which they set the ark of the Lord, which the stone remains to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh." The ark of the Lord came back to the field of Joshua. The presence of the Lord came back to Joshua. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Not just me. I'm going to take that personal because that's my name. That's who I am. I often said it and let you know that we're the Joshua generation. Mm-hmm. The presence of the Lord has returned back to us. Now, what are we going to do with it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sweet spirit right about now on this broadcast. Yeah. I'm talking about ain't amped up, ain't turned up or fired up right now, nothing. Just the presence of the Lord came back to Joshua, to the field of Joshua. Yeah, just think about that, the presence of God. That's what the ark represented, the presence and the power, obviously, because he knocked down with some power. He knocked down that God, that statue that they made in the chapter right before this one in 1 Samuel chapter 5. So let's finish up 1 Samuel chapter 6. Verse number 19, 1 Samuel chapter 6. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 19 says, "Then he struck the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord." Wow. "He struck 50,070 men, 50,070 men of the people, and the people lamented because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter." Yeah, but that's the thing. When the presence of God come back, we can't treat God any old kind of way. We have to honor him. It's not a joke. This is no religion. God is God, the Almighty, man. And because of his mercy and grace, sometimes we take that for granted. It causes us to take him for granted, but no, he is God. He deserves the utmost respect. And we should live and treat him and live unto him with the utmost respect. Because anytime God does something like this, that means we was wrong. They came back, but what did they do? They already told them to bring, you know, make tumors and make rats. Gold rats and gold tumors, images of their tumors. Yeah, that's wrong right there. So, verse 19, let's read it again. Then he being God, struck the men of Beth Shemesh because, and it tells you why, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, though. Told you, you got to do right. You got to do right. So it wasn't even the offering because it was the trespass offering. The rats and the tumors, it wasn't even that. They weren't even wrong for that because that's the trespass offering. But it tells us in verse 19 that God struck the men of Beth Shemesh because what? They had looked into the ark of the Lord. Yeah. Got to do right. You be wondering why he accepted, you know, Abel's offering and not Cain. And then Cain got mad. That's how man do. Get jealous and envious. Killed his brother. Right here, because they treating the ark of the Lord like it ain't nothing. They not treating it with respect. They're not honoring God's presence. Yeah, can't take the credit for what God is doing. He struck 50,000. Told you, God is a killer too. Forget Satan. He struck 50,000 and 70 men of the people. And the people lamented. They crying real bad because the Lord had struck the people with the great slaughter. And look at what they did. They looked in the ark of the Lord. They not treating right. They ain't got no respect on it. They not honoring him. Yeah, he shut the doors of the church. Why? Because they weren't honoring him. As God, they started doing their own thing, their own agendas. Yeah, God, no. Judgment started at his house, right? All right. Verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20 says, and the men of Beth Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy God? Yeah, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall it go up from us? Yeah, to whom is it going to go to? Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, and to whom shall it go up from us? So they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up with you. Yeah, they still trying to get rid of it. Because number one, he knocked down their statue. They was worshiping that statue that they made. That he knocked it down because they took the ark of the Lord out of its place. And they don't realize that God said, you know, do this to his people. He told his people to do this, to make it holy, to dedicate this, their gold, and to dedicate their, you know, sacrifices and everything, their burnt offerings and trespass offerings, all them kind of offerings, to make these things for the tabernacle and to make the ark. And they dedicated everything to the Lord. These people were doing this, and it's for the Lord. So other people was looking at it and seeing it and trying to just take it and see if it'll do something for them. See, God ain't, he's not here, he don't do magic. He's majestic, but he doesn't do magic. That magic comes in, that's when it gets evil in. The devil working miracles, that's magic, right? Okay, the devil working miracles, that's magic because he's showing signs and doing things to deceive. Now, God does stuff to make you believe him. Okay. Yeah, but he can say it. We should believe it just because he say it. Then you get the miracles work. You got to believe because you're not going to get no miracle work for you. You got to believe. That's miracle enough right there. You believe in him. Yeah, every word he says. So, yeah, the men of Beth Shemesh, they didn't treat the ark right. And got struck down. You know what I'm saying? So you got to treat the presence of the Lord right, man. The power of God, right? If I, you know, the Holy Ghost let everybody know, this is no religion. This ain't nothing to play with. This is the power of God, man. So appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you. All right? That was part one, 1 Samuel chapter 6. And when we come back, we jumping into part two, which will be Isaiah chapter number 34. All right? Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll be right back.
was a lost soul, and I didn't know where to go or who to turn to. But now I know, he brought me through the storm, and he brought me home safe and warm. And now I'm whole, yeah, 'cause this is what he told me.
Into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we still on that smoothness up in here, ain't it? It's been smooth since we kicked off the broadcast. It's been smooth, ain't it? Why would you kick it? Keep it smooth until it change on however God gonna do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, part one was smooth. Let's see what part two gonna do. I don't know. But you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, Teaching Tuesdays is what we call this. Chapter by chapter, verse by verse, three chapters. That's what we do. We're ready for part two, the second chapter for this episode, Isaiah chapter 34. Let's get that part two for this Hip Hop Bible study on When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Isaiah chapter 34. Let's go. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, man. Tailor made by God. And checked in the chat room. What it do? Cracking, man. Shout out to all the phone listeners. Shout out to all the internet listeners. I don't see, because I can only see phone numbers, and I can only see the people in the chat room. But appreciate everybody tuning in. I have you tuned in. Don't let that discourage you. God see you. You know what I'm talking about? And he's shouting you out. Hey, man, they ain't shouting me out. Hey, God, you special to God? You special to me, too? I just don't know everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm a human. You know what I'm talking about? Even if I start calling names, I'm going to forget somebody. See what I'm saying? But if I shout out to everybody, make sure I say it several times because I mean it. Shout outs to everybody who's tuning in. Appreciate you tuning in one by one, name by name. God know your name. I see your number. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the chat room, I can see your name. Now I mean, that's it though. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's go Isaiah chapter 34 for part two for this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Verse number one, Isaiah chapter 34. All right, yeah, it might have been the quiet for the storm because this chapter says judgment on the nations. So we might have been smooth before we get this fire wreck. Let's catch a little bit more of this smoothness for me. I don't know what Isaiah 34 is going to be about. It just say judgment on the nations at the top. So that's what it's going to be about. Because I don't see no other title or nothing throughout the joint. So throughout the whole chapter. So this is going to be judgment on the nations. All right, let's go then. Let's go there then. Isaiah chapter 34, verse number 1 says, "Come near, you nations. All right, to hear and heed, you people. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Come near to hear what God is saying and to take heed. Pay attention, you people. Let the earth hear." "Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation," told you, "for the indignation of the Lord is against all nations." The Holy Spirit been letting us know that you're dealing with an indignant generation, and you're dealing with an indignant God. And here goes some scriptures on it right now. And right now I'm reading from the New King James Version. "The Lord is enraged." I like that. That's another way to say it. Yeah, the indignation. Yeah, verse 2. This is Isaiah chapter 34, verse 2. "For the indignation of the Lord." And indignation is anger from unjust acts. Anger from unjust acts. "For the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, and his fury against all their armies." He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to the slaughter. Also their slain shall be overthrown. Hold on, wait. "Also their slain shall be thrown out. Their stench," their smelly smell, "their stench shall rise from their corpses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood." Yeah, all nations, including Israel, that right. Every last one of them, that right. Help me preach now. In the chat room. Verse 3 says, "Also their slain shall be overthrown, shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise from their corpses. and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. Verse 4 says, all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved. What? All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved. And the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. We in Revelation, studying Revelation right now. And by the time we got to chapter 6, I believe, verses 13 through 15, you can find the same thing where it says the heavens are going to be rolled away. The sky, the heaven going to be rolled away like a scroll. Here is the Old Testament version of it in Isaiah chapter 34. This is prophet. I told you, Isaiah, he get deep, shout it. He get deep in this book of Isaiah. But it's always going to be good if you're on the good side of God. It's going to be bad if you're on the wrong side of God, man. That's just how it is. So the best thing that we can do and the best thing you can do is just be trying to get on the good side. And how do you get on the good side? Receive Jesus, number one. That's the only way, really. Receive Jesus, the Christ, the way, the truth, the life. All right? So verse 4, Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4, all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved. All the hosts, when it's talking about the hosts, it's talking about those stars and the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, right, shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. Even if they, you know, they talk about the universe and other planets, the Bible does not, though. But even if it was, all the hosts, all that's going to be tore up too, right? And the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll, that part. They want to tell you about some evolution and Big Bang. Yeah, God got a Big Bang for y'all, right? You're going to roll up the whole heavens, roll it up like a scroll. As it says, all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falls from the vine and as fruit falling from a fig tree. And it's no coincidence. That's why I love God and I love his word. His word is living. We in the fall time right now, right? And then we reading the scripture right now about fall. Fall. Something going to fall down like the leaves fall from the vine. As the fruit falling from a fig tree. Yeah, the host of heaven going to fall like that, though. Forget your leaves. I'm going to make everything in the heavens fall down. Mm-hmm. Verse 5, that's God. Yep. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Indeed, it shall come down on Edom. Uh-oh, Edom, that's Esau. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Esau, God, no. Indeed, it shall come down on Edom and on the people of my curse. Yeah, look who cursed. And on the people of my curse for judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look who the curse ones. You know, I'll read it again, verse 5, Isaiah chapter 34. Let's read it again. Isaiah chapter 34, yeah, everybody got to answer to God, Esau and Jacob, yep, all nations. Remember, he said it, against all nations and against all their armies in verse 2. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 5, for my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Indeed, it shall come down on Edom and on the people of my curse for judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. The sword of the Lord. Mm-hmm. There ain't no sword of Satan. Jesus is the Lord, right? The sword of the Lord, mm-hmm, is filled with blood. Y'all thought y'all going to kill Jesus and get away with it? Maybe we're going to stop believing in Jesus and just keep living on the earth? Even though coronavirus here, man, please. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made overflowing with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The wild oxen shall come down with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls. Their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust saturated with fatness. So, yeah, don't get blinded by the details. I know we want to figure out the details, man. You better get the point. That's what you do. Don't get messed up trying to get the details. Look, get the point. This is the point of it. It's going to be a slaughter. That's the point. And coming from God. And when he do it, he right when he do it. And when he do it, he ain't going to miss nobody. All right. He said all the nations. All right, then. Yeah, that's why Jesus is for all nations. God's love displayed toward all nations. Jesus, God loved the world. Right? Verse 8. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 8 says, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance. Mm-hmm. Y'all forgot about that day or something? Humans? For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense, or the year of repayment for the cause of Zion. For the cause of Zion. Because they be trying to stop Zion. But this is for the cause of Zion. Its streams shall be turned into pitch, and its dust into brimstone. Wow. Its land shall become burning pitch. Fire, here you go. It shall not be quenched night or day. Its smoke shall ascend forever. From generation to generation, it shall lay waste. From generation to generation, it shall lie waste. No growth from generation to generation. No one shall pass through it forever and ever. Yeah, the day of the vengeance, man. The day of the Lord's vengeance. But the pelican and the porcupine shall possess it. Also the owl and the raven shall dwell in it. And he shall stretch out over it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all its princes shall be nothing. It's going to be desolate. No life. Representing no life, man. And God doing it, too. Verse 13 says, and thorns shall come up in its palaces. The palaces that represent royalty, but the thorns going to be up in the palaces, though. Nettles and brambles in its fortresses. Yeah. When them houses be neglected and, you know, they neglect it so long that the grass and everything will start growing up in the houses and stuff, and the thorns and stuff, man, in the palaces. So let's go back to verse 13. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 34, verse 13 says, and thorns shall come up in its palaces, nettles and brambles in its fortresses. It shall be a habitation of jackals, a courtyard for ostriches, the wild beasts of the desert. And look at the ones he naming. These are real wild animals he naming too. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the jackals. The wild beasts gonna meet with the jackals. All right, ostriches dumb, right? But they fast, but they dumb. They'll bury their child in the sand and forget they there. People don't even recognize that something gonna come step on it. They bury right there in the sand. A big old elephant foot come step on it though, kill the baby. Ostriches dumb. They're deprived of that wisdom. God didn't give them wisdom. All right. So verse 14, Isaiah chapter 34, verse 14 says, and thorns shall come up in its palaces, nettles and brambles in its fortresses. It shall be a habitation of jackals, a courtyard for ostriches. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the jackals, and the wild goat shall bleat to its companion. Also the night creature shall rest there and find for herself a place of rest. And what did he say in the chat room? No civilization. Yep, desolation. No civilization, no growth, no life. Right. All right. Verse 15 says, there the arrow snake shall make her nest and lay eggs. Snake making a nest right there and laying eggs. No, that ain't a good sign. There the arrow snake shall make her nest. Snake comfortable. So comfortable is laying eggs there, right? And hatch and gather them under her shadow. There also shall the hawks be gathered, everyone with her mate. Search from the book of the Lord and read. Yeah, search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. So his mouth said it, and his spirit did it. Verse 17 says, he has cast a lot for them, and his hand has divided it among them with the measuring line. They shall possess it forever, from generation to generation. They shall dwell in it, so that those palaces and all that royalty is going to come to nothing. It's going to be no civilization. Yeah, thorns growing up over in the palaces and bramble bushes and all this stuff kind of growing up. You know what I'm saying? looking real bad, like a like, you know, just desolate, just neglect. You see what I'm saying? Not going back to it. But sure, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, and I ain't got no problem fellowshipping with other believers. But if you're a troll, or if you're working for Satan, you're going to get done up. That's all I got to say on that one. This one, Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, just because we smooth, that don't mean we snipping. Believe that. You got that smooth, we make a big old impact. Got that heat right here, though. Know that. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Yeah, when we come back, we're going to jump into part number 3, which will be 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Yeah, 1 Timothy chapter number 6 when we come back. First part, we did 1 Samuel chapter number 6. Second part, we did Isaiah chapter 34 just now. Yeah, God's judgment ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm talking about? They all royal now. Yeah. Wait till God finish with it. Yeah, he don't play that. He always checking things. He runs heaven and he runs this earth too. Yeah, ain't no man run this earth. Yeah, God run this. When the Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'll be right back.
Cool as the autumn breeze, till I met the God that bought the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I'm one to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on a tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus.
How you gonna sing about love? feel so good. How you gonna sing about love without singing about me?
How you gonna sing about love without singing about G-O-D? What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's for anybody who talking about, I'm gonna sing about love. I'm gonna talk about love. But they wanna leave God out and He is love. Okay, ain't no love without G-O-D, so. Yeah, no religion up in here. Yeah, there's no religion, so you gotta know. You don't, no limits. God get all up in everybody's business. Yeah, He cross over everything, all religions in there, and He get all up through everything. All the way up in your heart, your mind, everything. Yep, ain't nothing stopping Him. Acknowledge God in all of your ways. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy, and we ready for part number 3. Final part for this episode here. All right, part 3, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let's go. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Starting at verse number 1. We appreciate everybody tuning in. I have you tuned in. Appreciate you being here. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting at verse number 1. Make sure you go to the Timothy with the 1 in front of it, all right? And this is a real good chapter here. This talks about money and everything in it, being rich and being content with what God gave you to. It tell you how to be rich. Yeah, if you're rich, it tell you how to live with your riches. All right? It tells you what to do with your heart. Don't let your heart be desiring to be rich, because that'll set you up for failure. Yeah, for real, man. Even successful business folks be saying, don't make it about the money if you're trying to be successful. In business, you know, help people. Don't make it about the money, man. So even successful business people say that. So the word of God, though, over everything, everybody else. So 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Give you a few more seconds to get there before we start with verse number 1. You have to, you know, hear what God is saying and take it to heart. And we got to do what He's telling us to do. Okay, submit to God. That's something that you can do. Resist the devil. That's something you can do. You got to do it. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee. You know, deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow Him. That's what you can do. These are things that we do. All right. So let's get it, man. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse 1 says, "Let as many bondservants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor." All right? Any bondservants as are under the yoke, count your own master worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and His doctrine may not be blasphemed. So that the name of God and His doctrine may not be blasphemed. Count your own master worthy of all honor. This is for the bond servants, which is, we can look at it nowadays as employees and employers. Nothing new under the sun. They just call it a different name, same task. Let as many bond servants, employees, right? Slaves. I ain't no slave, I'm an employee. Anyway, let as many bond servants, as many slaves that are under the yoke. You're under a yoke, you got a burden on the job to do, right? Under the yoke, count their own masters, your own boss, right? Worthy of all honor. Honor your boss, right? Even if you don't like them, right? So that the name of God, this is why, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. So even if everybody else, you know, going off and dishonoring, you got to honor because you're naming God. And you don't, and he don't want his name, and we don't want to dishonor his name or his doctrine. Okay, so now we can read that again with a little bit more understanding. See, you have to read this word over and over again until you get the understanding of it. And it's not you getting the understanding on your own. It's God teaching you, or the Holy Spirit teaching you. So, 1 Timothy chapter 6, and that's what hip-hop Bible study, that's what this is for. We take our time with it. We don't rush. We take our time, get this teaching going on. All right? So, it's really about teaching you. The Holy Spirit teaching us on Tuesdays. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1, let as many bond servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God, not saying that they're a good person, but you honor them, right? Respect them so that the name of God and God's doctrine may not be blasphemed or disrespected. All right, verse 2. And those who have believing masters. That's a nice one there. If you got a believing boss, a believing manager. Those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. So believing masters, they benefit other believers and other beloved ones. So if you got to honor the regular one, who you might not even like in verse 1, yeah, honor your master, period, right? And verse 2, this is the believing master that you're dealing with right here. You're worthy of double honor, right? And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren. You don't, just because they believe like you, don't despise them. And why do we do that? It's easy to despise that one because they believe like you. Why? You know what I'm saying? Instead of getting iron sharpened iron, let's get that. Those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them, though. Yeah, they're your brethren, but serve them because those who are benefited, all right, by what the believing master's doing are believers and beloved. The ones that they're serving, they're the believers and the beloved of God. Teach and exhort these things right here. All right, verse 3 says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness. Now, I go off of God. You know what I'm talking about? But you'll never hear me disrespect nothing or nobody but Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I go off. Hold on, y'all. Hold tight. Making sure we good. All right, we're in 1 Timothy, chapter number 6, verse 3 says, if anyone teaches otherwise, that's the ones you want to stay away from. If they're not teaching what this word is saying, he's telling you what to teach and what to do, and then it's letting you know, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness. Now, like I said, I go off, but you'll never hear me tell you to hate people or hate nobody but Satan, though. You see what I'm saying? You're going to always get some wholesome words because I follow Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 4 says, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes. Obsessed with disputes, now. I just shut all arguments down that come against God. And arguments over words from which come envy, strife, reveling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself. Yeah, they think that godliness, you can just do works and get godliness. You can't. It's because of the work that Jesus has already done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's a preacher that's not preaching the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they the ones that, you know, that this is all about and who we're here to glorify, then you ain't got to listen to that preacher, man. Mm-hmm. It's talking about honoring folks, even if they bad people. honor the master, the boss. And then the one that believe, honor them twice. Make sure you're doing some work because they're benefiting the believers. And if anybody teaching you different, don't believe with them. Don't believe them. All right? Verse 6, Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, now godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness, you getting to know God, God knowing you, being born again of God, godliness with contentment, being grateful for what God has done and what he is providing you with, even if he's just doing it one day at a time, which is how he provides. Yeah, our daily bread. Mm-hmm. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. You only get the day. Tomorrow's not promised. And then Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow got enough problems of itself. You know what I'm saying? So godliness with contentment, you getting to know God and you being grateful to God for what he is doing and how he's providing your life, that's great gain. Remember that. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. Remember that one. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Not saying you content and you're going to stay right here. No, but being grateful and thankful for what God is doing and where he is taking you and letting him elevate you and build your life. Verse 7 says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. See that? We didn't bring nothing in here, and we can't carry nothing out this much. Yeah. Godliness with contentment. Getting to know God and then getting to know your purpose that he created you here, put you here for. That's great gain. Because verse 7, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7, says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So what you chasing and what you doing and what you living your life for, we brought nothing into this world. You chasing things? It is certain we'll carry nothing out either. Brought nothing in here, you're taking nothing out. Verse 8 says, and having food and clothing, this will take stress off of your life. If we would believe what God is saying and do what he's saying, having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. You got food? You can eat every day? Even if it ain't three times a day, can you eat every day though? You got clothes to put on, even if it's not Gucci and Louis Vuitton stuff and all that, you know. Anyway, 1 Timothy chapter 6. So you got to hear what God is saying and do it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Like I said, being content with God does not mean you're not going to grow. That means you're being grateful for what God is doing. All right. Verse 9 says, but those who desire to be rich, told you, if you desiring to be rich, that's a trap. You got to change your heart and your mind. Don't desire to be rich. But those who desire to be rich, you got desiring to be rich, that's in your heart. You fall into temptation, man, because you're desiring to be rich. Your heart is not made for that. Your heart is not made to for you to want to be rich with this world stuff. That's not why God gave you that heart. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. A snare is a trap. So fall into temptation, because there is plenty of opportunities to get that money. There's plenty of opportunities to get that money and get it quick and easy, right? Temptation, right? And a snare. They already call it a trap, right? And into many foolish and harmful lusts, though. There's many, a lot of foolish and a lot of harmful lusts which drown you. It drowns men in destruction and perdition. So it drowns men in destruction and perdition. That's where you have no hope. Hopeless. Yeah, if we only hear the word of God and do it, and these are the scriptures that come right before this next verse that people misquote and misunderstand. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, for the love of money. Not money itself. For the love of money. You loving it. Told you, if you're desiring to be rich, in verse 9. God didn't give you that heart for you to desire to be rich in material things. Especially didn't give it to you for you to be desiring to be rich in material things and then poor when it comes to him. You got to have that heart to be rich toward God, man.
Yeah, that's what this teaching Tuesday is about. Mm-hmm. Breaking it down just like that. So you're desiring to be rich, then that's when you come to verse 10 and says, for the love of money is a root, or is the root of all evil, for which some have strayed away from the faith. This loving money, guard your heart. Make sure. That's why a lot of pastors mess up too and be collecting all that money. They be more concerned about how much money they can get out of the goddamn offering plate, man. You see what I'm saying? For the love of money is the root of all kind of evil, or the root of all evil, man. Loving money. Not money itself, but loving it. Your heart loving money. For which some have strayed from the faith. It'll cause people to stray away from the faith because they not studying the faith and preaching faith no more. They studying the finances, right? There's a lot going on right now, man. Been happening like that for the last few years. But I'm glad that I can read my Bible, and, you know, I'm glad that Father, you know, didn't leave us down here hopeless and didn't leave us down here with, you know, without teachers, because he is the teacher. When man runs out, we shouldn't be running into him anyway, but God right there, he's the teacher. He knows everything about us. He knows everything about man, period. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, or the love of money is the root of all evil, for which some have strayed away from the faith. It'll even make some leave their faith. Wow. In their greediness, and they pierce themselves through with many sorrows because they become greedy. They become greedy. And every message they preach be about money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, still, we teaching, but it's still hard. It's still God's spirit. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse 11 says, but you, O man of God, you woman of God, you man of God, those of us who follow in Christ, right? It says, flee these things. Yeah, it tell you what to flee. Don't let the love of money be in your heart. Flee that. And then it says, but go after this, pursue righteousness. See, it didn't just tell you to leave one thing and don't do nothing else. Pursue this. Leave this, the love of money, but pursue righteousness. Go after righteousness instead. Godliness. Faith. Love. Patience. Gentleness. And if you was waiting for me to break it down, now you got to go get that. The Holy Spirit will break it down for you. But this is what you pursue. So that's the beginning of your pursuing it. Go see what righteousness is. I ain't talking about go to Google, but you can, because the Bible leading you to it. So remember, you're looking for, you know, the definitions of God. So you can't always run to Google. Google can help. The dictionary can help. But God himself, he'll break this thing down. And most of the time when you're reading and you don't understand the scripture, you keep reading, you'll break it down in the next scriptures or two. All right? So verse 11, but you, O man of God, whoever is following Christ. All right? You, people of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness. Pursue godliness. Pursue faith. Pursue love. Pursue patience. Pursue gentleness. Verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Yeah, fight the good fight of faith while you're on earth. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. You confess Jesus, right? In the presence of many witnesses. Ain't nobody forgot. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you did it in front of many witnesses, so some folk looking at you and looking at you trying to see if you're going to mess up too. But you better fight the good fight of faith. That's how we do this. We endure, man. Outlast the devil. Endure. Mm-hmm. 12th round, knock him out. If you got to go 12 rounds, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that 12th round, you go ahead and finish him. Fight the good fight of faith. Verse 13 says, I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potent, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I like that. I like that one there. He will manifest in his own time. Verse 15, 1 Timothy chapter 6. And it says, he who is the blessed and only potent, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. But that's the Lord there. No man has seen or can see. He dwelling in unapproachable light. He the most potent King of Kings, Lord of Lords. What? See why you can't just take Jesus for granted? This Bible will let you know who Jesus is. People will let you know who Jesus ain't, but they'll be talking about him like that, like that's who he is, though. Stop listening to people unless they're saying what this Bible say about Jesus. He who is blessed and only potent, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light. He got immortality. Dwelling in unapproachable light. You'll never see death again. He's the resurrection. Approachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Can't even see Jesus. Verse 17 says, command those who are rich. Told you. Even if you're rich. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty. Don't be arrogant. Because you got that money, don't be prideful. Don't let it make you like Scrooge. Scrooge. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust. Don't even trust in uncertain riches, man. But you got to trust in the living God, because the way you get that money to be gone, it's uncertain. You can have it one day and be gone the next. A lot of people have a job and they can get fired. A lot of folks going through it right now. A financial crisis is what they call it. Right? But don't trust in uncertain riches. But do trust in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. This is still God's earth. You can still enjoy your life. Yeah. You gotta trust in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. We almost finished. Verse 18 says, let them do good that they be rich in good works. How about you bless others? And bless others' lives. You know how many people's life would be better if you just gave them a $20 bill? You rich, though. You can give them more than that, but I'm just saying, you gave them $20. Let them do good that they be rich in good works. Ready to give. Willing to share. Most rich people are selfish. They don't read the Bible. They don't believe the Bible. The Bible talking about how to live if you're rich too. Command those who are rich to live like this. Let them be good. It says, let them do good that they be rich in good works. Ready to give, willing to share. Verse 19, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life, because that's what it's ultimately about. Eternal life. Verse 20 says, O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. O you who's ever listening to this, O listener, O follower of Christ, guard what was committed to your trust. Yeah, you got faith in God. Guard that. Don't let nobody take your faith out of God, or don't let nobody stop you from trusting God. Matter of fact, trust him some more. Yeah, work your faith even more in him. Guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. They falsely saying that these philosophies and these religions and opinions of this one and science of that one, they constantly saying that that's knowledge. But what the Bible says about it is guard. And it says it's falsely called knowledge, because it's not going with what God said. See, you got to take God's word over everybody else's word. Let God be the truth
And every man be found a liar. Let's read these last two verses so I can get y'all up out of here. All right, this is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 and verse 21 says, O Timothy, that's why I put, O listeners, O followers of Christ, O believers, guard what was committed to your trust. Guard that. Avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. They're going to take all that philosophy and what man is saying and science and all that and going to try to bring it against God. But man, please, you guard your faith. Yeah, a lot of young folks, when they go to college, man, colleges and stuff, they hit you with them philosophy classes and sociology classes, right? Psychology classes and all that, and mess people's faith up. But you got to guard what was committed to your trust. Okay? Don't forget, your faith is precious, and you got your faith in God. All right? It's not the popular thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. All right? By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you, amen. So some, yeah, professing it, they strayed away from the faith because they started getting caught up in that false stuff that's called knowledge. You got to follow Jesus all the way. Yeah, and then follow Jesus all the way to heaven. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for leading us and guiding us into all of your truth. Thank you for letting us have our faith in the right one, which is you. Yeah, we trust you with our faith, Father. And those of us who have not did it yet, let us do it. Let us put our faith in you. Let us work our faith in you. You know, let us submit to you and resist the devil. Let us take up our crosses and deny ourselves and continue to follow you. And let us guard what was committed to our trust by you. Yeah, have your way and get the glory from our lives. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the almighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. We ain't had a old smooth Bible study like that in a minute. If we ever had one, this whole thing was smooth. Even the judgment, we still was smooth with it, but that judgment still was there. Like, yeah, you know, Father said, I still got that heat, though. Don't you worry. Still got it right here. They be thinking, and they be misunderstanding what I'm doing, son. But we know what he's doing. He don't keep his stuff secret from us. That's a good God. So yeah, man, appreciate everybody tuning in When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Don't forget what you've heard. Yeah, don't forget what you've heard. Meditate. Do the right thing, man. 1 Timothy chapter 6 told us what to do. Don't love money. Don't desire to be rich, but start going after righteousness, godliness, right? Now seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. He'll add all the things that you need to your life. Yeah, I'm a testimony to that. The Bible says it, and I'm a testimony that, yeah, he is the truth. Well, Mr. Christ, let me hold me Oasis, man. We get at you next time, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. All right, come back Thursday, 5:00 p.m. Eastern, with her new narrative called End of Rights. Come back. That's Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Come back Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern with the Believer's Vibe, hosted by Running for Zion. Come back Saturdays, man. I'm up through there like we usually do on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Right? Right now we're in the Book of Revelation. On Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So, man, appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. To God, yeah, to God be all his glory. Get all your glory, Father. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And y'all enjoy your evening. Get at you next time. Oh, yeah, enjoy your day. Whatever time it is you're listening to it. Enjoy your week. How about this one? Enjoy your year. Enjoy your life. Only if you're in Christ. Peace.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey, I started
That engine get to yarking like a race car. Dark, but every part of him be sparkling like a quasar. Sliding with my savior, rider like I'm JR. Got a laser, slider on the slider of the AR. Work hard and I play hard and I safeguard my pay card. Got a ten, a jack, a queen, a king, and I'm waiting for my ace card. You deserve the praise, Lord. Brought me out the graveyard, so I take part in communion. Supping you came about the tomb is nothing. Your rule is just, I'm through discussing the issue or nothing. Please don't remove your covering, I'm praying for my foolish brethren. We will never water down the truth, we make the earth adjust. My squad is in the turf and trust, we mobbing till they murder us.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
Forgive
77 Cuddy, leather gutty with the serpent eyes. It's mighty hot up in there, buddy, when it chirp it slides. Mob logo on the hood with the purple sides. We cut the top, doc, it's been circumcised. We surf the skies, something like a fighter jet. Whole fam, every strand's connected like a spider's net. Beef with us, it's jet skis, get your riders wet. Protected by the hand of God, at best you're just a minor threat. I give no energy to the demons in my inner me. His blood set sinners free, we train to love our enemies. Yeah, so to the hatred I pay no regard. Persecuted, don't confuse it, I'm a soldier scarred. But I gave my soul to God, he stamped me like a postal card. Warrior, I'll never leave my post, I'm like the coastal guard. Put away them childish things, couldn't box with God within your wildest dreams. For him I'll go a round like Saturn's outer ring. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. I'm in that lanky looking spanky on them true race. Schizophrenic ain't he? The pain be going two ways. Roof raised, engine hot as souffle. Probably in my new J's. Yahweh, so I do praise. Apostles, where it's hostile. I'm chopping with that gospel like it's 2K's. We be on Beelzebub's head, rally, toupees. New age disciple and we riding. No school days. Go to war, got Michael on my side. No buble. God gave me the word to go. What would I be worried for? I hop out that convertible and convert a soul at the murder show. We be on discipleship. We don't just invite the sick. I go hard like a psycho bitch that I just bought from Michael Vick. Hey, bro, if you ain't in it to win it, then what you play for? Don't they know? My sins have been paid for by the A.O. Alpha Omega, no way I'm ever quitting. My debt was smitten, all my sins forgiven. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been forgiven.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. rest. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.